Welcome to the Sports Bros Podcast, featuring the almighty B-Live, the money man Scotty D, and your host, the head of creative Eddie Cool. The Sports Bros Podcast, by the fan, for the fan, talking sports just the way you like it. And without any further ado, let's give it up for the Sports Bros. It's Tuesday. With that being said, welcome to your favorite sports podcast, none other than the Sports Bros Podcast, hosted by yours truly, the man behind the mic, the voice himself, the HOC, Eddie Cool. And of course, you know that I can't do this by myself. Not only do I have one, but I have two of the best co-hosts in the world. Introducing first, the almighty B-Live.
What's happening? What's going on in the world today? Well, this has been quite the week, to say the least, especially, you know, weather permitting. We didn't get a game on Friday, but we got a baseball game on Saturday and Sunday, and Clemson does what it do against South Carolina men's baseball. 5-4 Just beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and get that out of the way just because I had it planned. Then Eddie Cool wore the shirt to make it even better. I didn't feel like dressing all up out of it. I'd have came out in the Clemson football jersey, but I ain't going to do all that. I digress, because this will lead into what we're about to talk about in the sports world. Then there's that other guy that you say that you can't do this without. I can do without, but that's something different, something completely different.
Oh, Jesus. 240 episodes. Yeah, 240 episodes. We're still
Isn't
here.
Isn't this like around our anniversary time right now? Isn't it?
Yes. The 12th, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So would that be next week's episode? Are we?
Okay.
5 years?
Woo! Yep. I might dress up. I might wear a shirt suit. I don't know. I might do something. Get a haircut. I'm lying about that part. I am so lying about that part. And speaking of the other guy, he's coming to us live from the beach, standing right by the sky wheel, probably about 45 minutes away from my mom's house, if not closer. He is the pride of Washington, Pennsylvania, the man at Waynesburg University. And he's still the star of Buzz Television. You know what? Those kids do a great job. And Scotty D is featured on the Buzz Television show. He is the one, the only, the money man, Scotty D.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. So just want to welcome it. If this is the first time or one of the first times listening to us, just want to welcome our audience out there. This is the Sports Bros. We are not experts. Mm-mm. Other than we are very good at running our mouths. We are not former athletes, as you could probably tell by our appearances if you would see us in person. But we are just a group of guys who are talking sports just like you would if you're sitting around the couch. So we just wanted to say everyone's probably good to just welcome in some new people to Scott Donnelly and the Sports Bros Podcast.
We're not doing that.
Almost spent all
Scott
my
Scott Donnelly, and you, this is the Sports Bros Podcast.
I almost spent all my good coffee too. I can't afford to buy another computer, Scott. I don't know what the hell you got going on, but I can't do this.
He the focal point of this podcast.
Well, you're welcome for me being here. So took some time out of my working on my tan here down at Myrtle Beach, because you know I like to have that good dark base going, especially going into the springtime of year for St. Patrick's Day. I like to be good and pink, good and red. And we are, and there's not a lot to do right now, Eddie Cool. This will lead us into our opening topic, kind of. I mean, football's over, and March Madness is not quite here. The Masters is not quite here. So we are biding our time trying to get to a bigger, better part of the sports year. But Eddie Cool, let's start this thing off, shall we?
All right, let's get this thing started. Here it is, the top of the order. Just like there's a slow lull in most parts of the country, there's been a lull in the sports world too. Of course, you know, next week, we're about a week away from the league new year in the National Football League, and we're not too far away from March Madness. So we're in that little sweet spot. So with that being said, I'm going to ask y'all a question. What are you currently most interested in at this very moment? Is it the NBA, the second half of the season where they actually want to play some damn basketball, the NHL with the Stanley Cup playoff looming, college basketball, or baseball spring training? Be live. What say you?
Well, let's start off first by apologizing, because there are a few of my friends that are baseball purists. They are diehard. They are watching every pitch, every player, every prospect. And so it would be easy for me to say baseball, but absolutely not. I love baseball. But I really love baseball around, I start loving it around July. Let's give me a little home run derby, and then the second half of the season, then I really start diving into baseball, because that's about that time where there's really nothing else going on. Mm-hmm. That's in July. Now, spring training is intriguing. But right now, even though you say that March Madness isn't here yet, yes, it is. This is right now is where the bubble
burst. Madness right now.
Oh, every team that ain't quite solidified their seat in the round of 68, they are fighting every single game that is being played. Those teams that are just outside of the cusp, you got the top teams fighting for the number one seed, want to be closer to home, get that hometown feeling, get the fans. Oh, man. It is madness right now. Mm-hmm. We're five days away from the second installment of the North Carolina Duke game. Then you go into conference tournaments, and it's absolutely college basketball right now. And on top of that, a college basketball record went down just a couple of days ago. Was it a couple of days ago? Or was it yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. That
depends on what day this is, but it happened Sunday.
Today.
It's Tuesday. No, it's Monday when we record this day. So it was yesterday that Caitlin Clark passed Pistol Pete Maravich. It's college basketball through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else comes close. But I mean, that's just my opinion. That's my thought. But you know how people think about their opinions these days. Their own opinion is fact or whatever. So it's a fact. College basketball is where it's at this moment of time. Unless y'all got a different answer.
Scotty D, what say you?
Not much different. I have actually been paying a little bit more attention lately to the NBA and you know, hope springs eternal for all baseball fans this time of year. You expect, man, we are going to be better. We're going to be healthy this year. We're going to be better. We're going to improve from last year. We're going to the World Series. So I've mainly been paying attention to that for my own sake as far as the Pittsburgh Pirates are concerned. But I have no expectations for that squad. I'm in a sports fan rut right now, because my expectation for the Dallas Cowboys is to go to the playoffs and lose, just to be above average. And my expectation for the Pitt basketball team is maybe make the tournament and lose in the first round if they get that far. And as a Pirate fan, it's hope to get close to 500. That's the sad reality. But anyway, yeah, I'm kind of with you, B Live. I'm keeping my eye on college basketball probably a little bit more right now. I've been watching. I watched Purdue play over the weekend, and you know they're the number three team in the country currently. And I think I was watching Purdue play Michigan State while Houston was playing Oklahoma. I think you were watching that game, if I'm not mistaken. Houston's number one, I believe, yep. right now. Mm-hmm.
And
number
all, one. Yep. Yep. And they almost lost, but that last second
Yeah, they
shot,
had a close one.
Bam, got it.
And I also watched UConn, who, if you actually kind of slipped my mind, are the defending national champions. Yeah. It's yeah. funny how each March you kind of forget who was in it last year. That's always crazy to me. But UConn looks awfully good. So I'm trying to pick up a little bit of that stuff just to get myself more kind of ramped up for March Madness. Now, I've seen Duke. I've seen Kentucky. I've watched some of these other bigger teams, North Carolina, watch some of those teams play. So I'm just trying to gear myself up for when it comes time to fill out the brackets, who stands out in my mind, who sticks with me. And then I did watch Caitlin Clark, you know, sticking with the college thing. We did a lot more about talking about her and her, actually talked a lot more about Pistol Pete last week, but Caitlin Clark, how she has reached a threshold that we may never see again. But that was pretty cool. It's kind of anticlimactic the way it happened, because the other, you know, she's pulling up from the logo all year, like making big moments. And this one, she just goes to the free throw line by herself and hits both free throws to eclipse the mark. But
technical foul.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's really not, like, if you're envisioning your mind, remember last year when LeBron broke Kareem's record, he hits that little shot and he's running with his arms out down the court. He had a kind of a cool moment there. And Caitlin Clark just quietly goes to the free throw line and drops two free throws in. But yeah, I would say right now, more than anything else, I am trying to watch hockey a little bit, but as a Penguin fan, it's rough go right now. So it's, my spirit's a little bit damp when it comes to that. But yeah, college basketball, I think, you know, I feel like I'm getting a running start into March Madness and championship week cannot be over, because that's always a lot of fun to watch these conference tournaments, especially whenever, like you was talking about before, bubble teams that they know they got to win a couple of these mm-hmm. conference tournament games just to make the big dance. And then slicing Sunday, so fun. So yeah, I'm ramping up for that, Eddie. Cool.
Speaking of that, I saw Gonzaga was ranked number 23. When's the last time we've seen that?
Gonzaga. Ooh, they weren't ranked just a couple of days ago. Yeah, they last week they were not ranked. Okay.
Yeah, they were.
So,
yeah, they were.
It's not been a typical season for Gonzaga, though, for sure.
I'm like, no, this is not Zags basketball. These are not the Zags that I used to see. I'm gonna go ahead and keep the trend going. College basketball. Why? Because the South Carolina Gamecocks, the Lady Gamecocks, and the guys, they're both good. They're both balling. Lamont Paris, just go ahead and give him Coach of the Year. And Don Staley, they got the girls undefeated. The guys almost let one get away, and they beat Florida on Saturday, and then the girls beat Tennessee on Sunday. So just keep the train rolling. It's going to be exciting to see where they place at. South Carolina, the men's basketball team, hasn't been this good since Frank Martin was at the helm. Part of that goes out to Michi Johnson, who's from up here in Ohio. I think he's from Warrensville Heights, Garfield Heights, if I'm not mistaken. And he's down there balling. The team is looking good. They're looking great. They're actually a good team. It's fun to watch. And what can I say about my beloved Lady Gamecocks that hasn't already been said? Camila Cardoso and crew, Chloe Kitts and crew, the girls just keep on winning. They just keep on going. And it's going to be nice to see where both teams wind up in the tournament. Because if I'm not mistaken, you know, South Carolina is going to be unanimous number one seed. It's going to be real interesting to see after the conference tournament where the men stand. Because if you're beating Florida, you know, you're doing something good. And to think, a conference that's known for its football is now known for its basketball. And the state of South Carolina, who would have thought? Who would have thought the Gamecocks would have been on top of things the way they are? So I want to say March Madness, because I mean college basketball, March Madness, because March Madness is here. I'm looking the other day, you got your first four in and your first four out, then your first four over here, then your first three over there. And so it's getting that time of year where it's getting that time of year, man. It's getting real tight. Get real crunching. You can't afford to lose no games at this point, especially if you're on the outside looking in. So I guess we can all agree that March Madness is it. College basketball is
it's March, old. Baby. I love this time of year.
Yeah. Like I said,
we got the UARI months out of the way.
Yeah. I would say the NBA, but as we saw last night with Golden State and Boston, I don't know what the hell that was all about. Just to Just an absolute molly whopping. So I'm just hoping that we don't see no more 185, 211 games. I can't afford that. I still can't get over that All-Star break. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. All right, so now that we got it out of the way, Scotty D, is it time to introduce a returning segment to the podcast?
Yeah, we haven't done this in quite a while, but this is an old school segment we're bringing back called Big Facts or Big Lies, where I throw a topic out to my two partners in crime over here, and they tell you if what I just said was a big fact or if they think, we're not going to go with that. We're not down with that one. So go ahead and play the music to introduce. Do we have music for this? No music for that. Okay. we'll just do it then. No music to introduce the segment.
This is Big Facts or Big Lies.
I think our production team must be on spring break. So anyway, big facts, big lies. We're gonna start, guys.
Damn interns. No, go ahead, Scotty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's our interns this week? We're going to start with a baseball one. I'm going to ask you first, Eddie Cool. Shohei Ohtani, 2024, he will be the National League MVP. Big fact or big lie?
I'm going to say big lie. Because he has to deal with his teammate by the name of Mookie Betts and also Ronald Acuna Jr., who is the reigning and defending NL MVP. I'm already looking at the odds already. I mean, you got Acuna Jr. to likely repeat again. Shohei Ohtani might be sniffing second. He's fastly rising. Mookie Betts, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Bryce Harper to round up the top five. So it's going to be some stiff competition. If he wins, he's going to have like a hell of 5-3 months just to make a strong run and to eat. I don't want to say even sniff MVP consideration, but to be in that top two, man, he got to deal with Ronald Acuna Jr. and his own teammate, Mookie Betts. So big lie.
Well, I am also going to say big lie for a different reason. One of the things that makes Shohei Ohtani Shohei Ohtani is his threat on both sides, being a batter and a pitcher. But it's already been stated he's not going to pitch this year. It's just going to be his bat. And so when's the last time a designated hitter has won MVP? Ever?
Maybe Big Poppy?
But possibly,
yeah,
and I can't even put my finger on that. That's the reason why Shohei Ohtani is not going to win MVP. Now here's the thing: he has the buzz behind it. So if he puts together a 130 year, 50 home runs, 130 RBIs, he could be in that consideration. But I would be the first to cry foul if you know. I need him to be on the field because part of Acuna is, I mean, he's a batter, steals bases, all the other stuff. I'm actually going to throw in a little caveat as well as to somebody that will be in the talks of the MVP race that we're not even talking about yet. What about my man in Cincinnati, Ellie De La Cruz?
I want to
put him up there. I think that he's going to make some noise. He was already making noise last year. Mm. I think he is going to do some damage in Cincinnati, and he's going to be in the MVP race, if not win the whole thing. I'm just putting that out there, a name that not too many people are talking about. But should it be Ellie De La Cruz? Yes, sir.
Oh, both of you guys make really good points. I'm going to say a big lie just because I think he's going to get hurt.
Oh.
All right.
700 million. Only making $2 million this year.
With his leg propped up.
Yeah, it just these kind of things always, to me, seem to lead to injury. Yeah. All right, so this past weekend, we saw LeBron James pass the 40,000 point Plateau.
Mm-hmm.
B-Live, big fact or big lie, LeBron is going to be the last person to ever hit that mark.
Ooh, this is a tough one because I'm going to say big lie. The reason why I say big lie, I mean, and it could change. I think they actually are still in talks about it, but players still have to play a year in college or a year outside of high school or however they do it when in Europe or whatever, or internationally, you have to play that additional year. LeBron James didn't have to play that additional year. He came straight out of high school. And that additional year makes all the difference. I'm like, ways, sports, technology, nutrition, workouts, et cetera, strength and fitness and all that stuff. I think there will be another player that plays 20 years, 21, 22. But here's the thing. Load management and all those other things. I don't think anybody's going to reach 40,000. It's just LeBron James is the epitome of the perfect storm. 21 years in the league, didn't have the wear and tear of AAU before he got into the league. And then on top of that, he has a fitness and nutrition regimen that's second to none. Mm-hmm. It won't happen.
So did you just talk yourself out of your original point?
Did I?
I think you did.
You did.
What was my original point?
He'd be the last to score 40,000, and you said big lie, and you started giving us reading.
I meant to say big fact.
Okay.
Big facts. That's all.
See what had happened
was.
I think you reasoned yourself into going the opposite way.
That's what I meant to say. Y'all know what I meant to say.
Okay.
I got you.
Because whenever you said that extra year matters, I started to think, is he going the opposite way with the point that he just made?
I was absolutely going the opposite
way. So you think LeBron's going to be it? No one else. LeBron will stand alone with that. Eddie, what do you think?
I'm looking at a list right now, so I'm going to tell you who would be next to 40,000. The closest active player is Kevin Durant with 28,000 points. Next to him is James Harden with 25,000 points. Next to him is Russell Westbrook with 25,000 points. And then you got Steph Curry at 23,000 points. I don't see it happening. I just don't. Just like B-Live said about, you look at the load management, the wear and tear in the AAU playing year-round basketball is just not going to happen. LeBron is one of one. He is him. If Caitlin Clark is her, then LeBron James is him. So I just don't see it happening. No. So
yeah, I think you guys are both make great points there, and I am going to agree with that as well. I think I saw a graphic that at NBA's coverage show the other day where Luka Doncic would be like the best candidate, but he would have to continue to average like 28 points for like 15 more years or something like that. It's something absurd where it's like so far down the line that, yeah, I mean, that's a huge number, 40,000 points. Like you said, him being the perfect storm, coming out as a high school player, playing for a bad team who relied on him to score right away, and then just And his health has been the biggest reason why he's gotten there. Well, that and the fact that he's really good.
Yeah. Both.
All right, one more. There is an NFL team who would make the playoffs next year if they sign Russell Wilson this offseason. Big fact or big lie, Eddie Cool?
Big fact, and you want to know who the team? You want
to
know the team?
I'd love to hear this. I would love to.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, okay.
It would be the Pittsburgh Steelers would make it to the playoffs because if you look at where they are, that's the weakness of the team, is that quarterback position. So even if they get like a half decent Russell Wilson, it'll be better than Kenny Pickett and whatever else they got on that roster in that quarterback room. I mean, the talent is there. Pat Freiermuth at tight end, Najee Harris. Oh my God, the other running back escapes me, who I think is better than Najee Harris. Jaylen Warren, he's good. And then you got George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. So you got to get these guys involved in the game from a passing standpoint. And so what better option do you have as Russell Wilson? So I think the Steelers, man, if they get a quarterback, they go into the playoffs. And you think the AFC North is tough now? Let him come. Oh my God, it's going to be a dog fight. It's going to be a whole dog fight.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about the Pittsburgh Steelers because they made the playoffs. So when he said that, I may have and I'm reading what Sky D was talking to us earlier about. Well, that will make the playoffs next year. I automatically assumed we were talking about teams that didn't make the playoffs. So I didn't think about the Steelers.
Okay, we'll go that way with it then.
Yeah,
but no.
I'm sorry,
No,
but I kind of threw a monkey
no,
wrench.
but I mean that's no, that's I mean that's that presents a different, interesting angle. So,
Okay.
what do you think of that, B-Live, as far as
Well,
that?
think
Is
about
that someone who
this.
didn't that he could pull over the line?
But that's what I'm saying. I want to say first that Eddie Cool, you're not wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like that, I got to thinking. I'm like, ooh, that is a good one. But I'm thinking of the likes of Atlanta, Washington, of that nature. What other teams out there just? They might need some quarterback help. The Panthers. Oh, I said it out loud. My bad.
You
I'm
did,
sorry.
you did.
Hell no, I don't want Russell Wilson on my team. I don't care. But then, I wanted Andy Dalton to start last year when we picked up Bryce Young. That's a whole different story. But I'm going big lie. I just even Russell Wilson actually didn't have that bad of a year this past year.
He didn't.
But it wasn't something that was leaps and bounds. It was like superstar and whatever. I think it was like 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. It wasn't bad. It's Denver. I don't even know what to say about Denver. I think Denver has the talent. They just didn't win games. I don't know.
You think it was
But
coaching or something, or?
It's always going to be a problem when your head coach and your quarterback do not get along.
Yeah.
It's just the lock. I think the locker room was just atrocious in Denver. Man, but I think that's on Russell Wilson though. Like, so does Wilson humble himself, reinvent himself, coming into another locker room? The thing about it is, I might not think any NFL team would benefit with Russell Wilson on their team. I can't think. I don't see him elevating the team.
I
That's
don't
just.
either. And I think actually, if Joe Burrow comes back, the Steelers might be the fourth best team in that division next year. Although
Yep.
what Eddie said makes a lot of sense. And I do actually think the Steelers might consider that, or that they could end up with Ryan Tannehill. Either way, a very spirited discussion for Big Facts and Big Lie. Go ahead and play the closing music.
Big facts, big lie. Da, 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 da,
Oh, that's
da,
right. The interns are on spring break.
They're on spring break. All right. With that being said, fellas, guess what time it is? Oh, it is time for our favorite portion of the show, the choice of the voices. And with that being said, your button, hit it. Choices of the voices coming back at you in your face after this, right here on the Sports Bros Podcast.
And now, our favorite part of the show, the choices of the voices.
Once again, thank you to the wonderful and the so lovely Miss Button for introducing our favorite parts of the show, the choices of the voices. Remind me to drink water, fellas, next time before I do that. I am not 25. I cannot just come out hitting high notes and singing and stuff like that. Anyways, y'all know the drill. We give y'all the question. Y'all give us the answers. We talk about that. And with that being said, Scotty D, what's on tap for this week's choices of the voices?
Well, last week we talked about the tradition of storming the court and how we thought it should or should not be discontinued. And so we ask you to either chime in on that or to give us some other traditions involving fans athletes, whoever, just a sports tradition that you're ready to see drop by the wayside. Eddie Cool, what did the people say?
Get it out of here. All right, Scott Heineman says, where was all the rage when Caitlin Clark got knocked over? Now it's Dookie, and let's eliminate it. Look, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Caitlin Clark body checked that person, all right? It was clear-on-clear body contact. Like, she could have been avoided, but then again, now that I look back at it, okay, if she would have avoided it, then somebody would have came and knocked her over. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Either you get the hell out the way, or you get ran the hell over.
Here's the thing. Not only there was rage during Caitlin Clark, and the fact that it happened to Filipowski, quote unquote, air quotes. Now it's not just one isolated incident. Yeah, it's only two at this point. But I mean, there's been other instances that really that are not necessarily talked about that much. But yeah, it's one of those things where they're talking about Caitlin Clark in the midst of all of this. It's not just one incident. And then on top of that, Filipowski also initiated contact. They slow-moed and everything. I was like, ooh, no, you can't. You're not supposed to do that. You're angry because you lost. Don't initiate contact. But what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know. That dude is coming at him pretty quick. I don't know if he initiated or not, but I agree with you that I think just because it's now happened more than once, that's why there's more attention to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, court storming, here we are. That is it. MJ Malarkey says, get rid of it.
How did you add Malarkey to it? MJ Markley.
I need.
I was gonna question that one too. Actually,
I need to borrow Scotty D's readers. That's what it is. MJ Markley. I am sorry, MJ. This is your first time listening to the podcast. If I butchered your name, I'm sorry. I usually butcher your name one time, and I usually get it right after that. So MJ Markley says, get rid of it. The it, MJ. What is it? But we'll take your word for it. Whatever it is, we assume court storming, right?
Yeah, right. I think that's what we're talking. Yeah.
All right, Brad Thomas. I can't butcher that name, all right? He said, if I'm a student from Wake, I'm filing assault charges against Flip, all right? Clear trip and shove. With that said, let the team get off the court first. Yeah.
Brad over here sounding like he would break into somebody's home and fall through the glass and then sue the owner because he got hurt robbing somebody. You can't file assault charges when you're on the court wrong. You can't do that. But let the team get off the court. I do agree with that.
Talking about some boom, I fell in somebody's house. All right. Trey Dizzle, a good one here. He says they should make it a they should make this a tradition at AT&T Stadium, but only for one post-game celebration, and just let it be just Dak. Let him get trampled and then end that celebration stuff before somebody important gets hurt.
he will find a way to turn this against Dak in any form or shape. So,
he's about to be in a foul mood too, and Dak gets that new contract.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm here for it.
You know, I'll say it again. If the Cowboys win a lot, including winning the Super Bowl with Dak at quarterback, will trade
that'll never happen.
Change.
It's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Ceiling reached. Anyway, back on track here.
The ceiling has not been reached because his contract, his potential has been reached, but his contract and the money that he's about to make.
Yeah, that's still going up. Yeah.
Oh my God! All right, our Hall of Famer Uncle Maxie says, seems to me that storming the court is dangerous to all involved, kind of like tearing down the goalpost at a football game. I agree. Yeah, that's pretty dangerous. All right. Sandy Heinemann says, if it wasn't Duke, there will be nothing said or done about it.
I don't believe that. Yeah,
that's subject to
Scott's mom. That's Scott Heinemann's mom. So,
okay.
Well, hey, Sandy. I will say this. I sort of get what it is, but here's the thing, here's the flip side of that coin. Because it's Duke, that's why there was a court storm. Not too many teams warrant that type of reaction.
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah. So let's think of it that way. Duke, So, but
yeah, they wouldn't have stormed the court if they beat Clemson, probably.
Understood. I did not need you to use that example. We,
I mean, I was going to pick a random ACC team, but
a random ACC team. We have hashtags about this. Who is we? Random. Okay,
they wouldn't have stormed for Pitt either. Okay,
there you go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. See, you knew what you was doing. You knew the jug. I mean, there's nothing random about talking about my team. Okay, well, that's all right.
Oh boy, random. All right, here we go. Matty Ice Martin Tracy said the stupid team celebrations in the NFL are ridiculous and need to go.
Already, first of all, it's already deemed a no fun league, and now you want to take more fun out of it? I'm not here for that. You know what? I see Scotty D's the side of his lips turning up. I feel like he's one of those ones that doesn't like team celebrations.
No, I mean, you recover a fumble, then you have to run 70 yards to pose.
I know it.
That's stupid. That's stupid. You all look stupid when you do that, especially whenever it gets called back and you've done it for no reason.
I got you, Scotty D. You burning gas. As high as it is, you're burning gas. Now bring that ass back. I got you.
Yeah.
I fully get it. All right, Rodney Bellamy, he says to you, Scott Donnelly, he said he just mad the Pats. Oh, he's talking about Martin Tracy. He said he was replying to Martin Tracy. He's saying he just mad that the Pats didn't have much to celebrate, this year. The Fins had some thoughtful and memorable classic ones. The throwback to Remember the Titans was a nice one. I like the roller coaster one. The roller coaster was fun. I like that one. The roller coaster one was really fun. All right, Rodney Bellamy also mentions, I enjoy the pageantry of college basketball, including court storming the court. With that said, only do it when it's warranted. Wake was a 2.5 favorite at home versus Duke. Storming the court in a game when you're the Vegas favorite to win is a little much. Schools need to get on the same page.
Good point.
With the students and have a mandatory 30 seconds after the buzzer, let the other team get off the floor and then celebrate all you want. What's not to love about it? Okay, regulated celebration. I get it.
I'm gonna throw this out here though. How many college students look at the Vegas over under or underdog favorites, whatever? Most of these kids can't gamble.
Yeah, not even
old. So they don't give a rat's ass if they're favored to win or not. It's the name.
Well,
it's the
I think brand. In that case, I don't think that it matters if they're favored by one or two or underdog by one or two. It's Duke, and you beat Duke. I think a lot of college students are in tune with point spreads and stuff, but you're not going to rationalize and be like, oh, well, we were giving 2.5 points, so let's just stay up here in the stands. I think they should stay up in the stands anyway. I said that last week. I think it's ludicrous. It's not a championship. It's a regular season game. I mean, if you win the championship, if it was held to just that, then we would probably not even be having this conversation. It'd be more special, but now it's happening all the time.
Clemson is always favored against South Carolina in football. That don't mean a hill of beans at the price of tea in China. Yeah, I did the exact same thing that Scott did just 2 minutes ago. We don't give a rat's ass about who's favored or not, as long as we beat. Like, I'm pretty sure we were favored in baseball this weekend. I mean, Clemson was ranked 10th. South Carolina was ranked 19th. Don't care. Probably if you'd have bet the spread or whatever, South Carolina covered. I don't care.
And besides, who wants to storm a baseball diamond? That's entirely different.
Yeah.
Field.
Yeah.
We're gonna run from the nosebleeds all the way down, all the way from the outfield to go on the mound and just go.
All I gotta say is that celebration after that walk-off home run. freaking helmet up in the air, throwing up water bottles. Let's freaking go.
All right, the best name in the game, JoJo Comfort. He says, I fully get that the game of football is one of emotion and intensity. But when players celebrate and taunt opponents after making a basic football play is irritating. Make it a routine block. Woo! Textbook basic tackle. Woo! Making a grab on a simple slap. Woo! I love me some Ric Flair too, but people, take it down a notch. That was funny. That was funny. I like that one. I like
nice
that
response.
And Eric Tarpley replied and said, I agree. Celebrating a basic play is ridiculous.
Yes. These two fellas sound like they really hated Cam Newton. Because he did it after every play. But I could see their point. I could see their point. After every first down, after every play, the one that gets me the most is the cornerback that got beat by 10 yards and then the play somehow ends up incomplete and they're over there. Right. Yeah. I'm like, come on, bro. You was burnt.
Toast. Yeah. What are you doing?
you didn't cause that incompletion. Cut it out.
I'm going to look at him and be like, shut up, Sunbeam, because your ass got burnt. All right, cut it out. All right, Tom Wynn says, I like a mandated 15-second countdown, then allow it to let the losing players get off the court. In the Duke instance, Shuffles sure did take his sweet time and took zero precaution knowing it was erupting. Shuffles.
That must be Filipowski.
Yeah, okay. Shuffles got you. That's a new
name. Oh, 15 seconds.
You're not going to stop the students from doing that. They're not going to stand there and be like, all right, everyone, let's go crazy, but let's take 15 seconds.
You're going to need the entire AEW roster because you know they got a lot of people. You know they ain't got nothing, half of them ain't doing nothing anyway to hold all those people back. You know what I'm saying? Tony Bogan says, I'm going to be honest. I don't think court storming should be banned, but it should be regulated. Looks at Clemson.
Somebody's listening to the podcast. My man, Tony Bogan, coming through because that sounded eerily, oddly familiar. I appreciate it, sir. That's an homage to me. I greatly appreciate it. That's exactly what I said, and I stand by my words. Yes, sir.
Tony, you see what you're doing here, Tony? you're contributing to the foolishness. Anyway, so to wrap things up, yes, Eric Tarpley, he has finally opined on the topic. In storming the court, it endangers the players from the team you support and the visiting team as well, too. I understand being happy for your team. My point is this. If you're not playing or on the team, stay off the court or the field. Fans do not belong there. The other tradition I never liked was students tearing down the goalposts. Those are expensive to replace. Although it has been banned, it still happens. You won't see it in the SEC because they got to pay a bunch of money if they do that. So shout out to everybody for their participation in this week's Choices of the Voices. Scotty D, what are you tired of seeing? What got to get the hell up out of here?
It's time for golf fans to stop saying get in the hole after Lord. Every swing. That's a bad tradition. That really, really started to peak when Tiger Woods was peaking. And it's time to put that tired one to bed.
What episode was that I said that?
It was a while back, but I remember it.
Yeah. It's also time for in basketball for the guys at the end of the bench. It's time for them to stop jumping up and put their hands in the air every time somebody shoots a three-pointer because you think it's going to go in, and then it doesn't. And then you have to sheepishly sit back down. That one's dumb. They're not all going in. I know that you think your guy's getting ready to make a shot. It's time to stop doing that one. And this has nothing to do with sports, but it's time to stop posting the phrase "I was today years old." That one is we're past that one. And
no, we're not.
Yeah, it's time. No. It's time to move on from "I'm today years old," and tell me you're this without telling me you're this. That phrase is. It's time to move on from those phrases as well.
I'm guilty. I used that last one.
I used both of those.
I'm guilty. I used the last one.
I'm not criticizing you for the past use. I'm saying it's It's time. It's time to move on with court storming.
All right, Bilal, what say you?
Oh, this one is going to be near and dear to everyone's heart on this podcast. But I mean, the court storming, yes, I said it before, regulate it, put security should know, be in place, PA announcers say something about it as well, just say, we'll give the team a chance to get off the court. You can do stuff like that, because, I mean, unless it's like a buzzer beater, then you just really can't control that. But, and they're going to storm the court anyway. But it is that season. It's after Royal Rumble.
Oh, boy.
You already know it. You already know it.
Yes.
I am so sick and tired of every single wrestler pointing at the freaking WrestleMania. I am so done with that. Why? We know. We know what season it is. We know you want to go to WrestleMania. That should be reserved for the main storyline. It should not be some mid-card mess. Just come on now. We know WrestleMania is 2 days. We know it's going to be a bunch of matches. We know that. Just stop. They got to bring the WrestleMania little the light show, whatever. I don't need the sign or whatever. They got to bring that to every single arena.
The apparatus.
So get a just so we can get a picture of somebody pointing at it. We get it. But let the commentators tell the story. Just stop it. There's no need.
I think an event I went to, I think Cleveland, they came to Cleveland and they did Fastlane here. And it was the last PLE before WrestleMania. I mean, and I just had to. I was like, there's a sign that got out of the way. But yeah, I'm with you, Bilal. That has got to stop. I mean, we've been watching this for over 30 years, okay? We know right after the Royal Rumble comes WrestleMania, and there's going to be a sign. You're going to look at it, but don't.
Tell me you're going to WrestleMania without telling me you're going to WrestleMania.
We see it. Hell, we see it.
I applaud you, Scotty D.
Perfect use of Scotty D. Perfect use of Scotty D. When we put this on the internet, I'm going to throw a sign on there and me pointing at it. Scotty D, that was top tier, sir. That was top tier usage of a current trend and current turn. Yeah, I'm sick of that. And the goalpost. Somebody going to get hurt.
I think the goalposts are already banned. Like, I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I mean, that's my only issue. I mean, court storming is kind of, I'm kind of on the fence of that, because it's just because college sports in general has a lot of emotion. It's a real emotion-based entity, real emotion-based sport. But, you know, sometimes they don't give a damn about safety, and emotion overrides safety, and then they two get together and then bad things happen. So I think court storming should be monitored, and it's – I don't hate it, but you know what? I'm not a fan of the beer snake. How many nasty mouths, hot mouths, smelling like hot ass and Hassenpfeffer? We gonna take these cups and we gonna stack them and we gonna do this and we gonna do that. So you mean to tell me that Rona Mania is still running mild out there? You got mononucleosis, people with dirt, nasty mouths, halitosis, mouthiosis. We just gonna run all this here on one long cup. You're exposed. Oh, like you forgot what happened back in 2020 when Rudy Gobert started touching stuff and was being funny. Yeah, and then you got all these cups. So, you know, everybody ain't clean. They don't wash their hands, feet, face, foot, ass, and mouth, and asses, and mouths. But we gonna do this. The beer snake. Stop. It's nasty. It's inhumane. It's unsanitary. And if I'm at a game, that's a collector's cup, man. Take your collector's cup home. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah, so that beer stink mess got to stop. Did we get everything in, guys?
We're in, baby. Yes.
All right, with that being said, thank you to everybody for their participation in this week's Choices of the Voices. Scotty D, what we got next week?
Next week, we're going to talk a little NFL offseason, because as we get closer to the start of the official league year, and we're going to ask you, which of the NFL free agents would you like to just pluck off of the list and put on your own team? I know we had one top tier wide receiver got plucked this morning, which I'll let B-Lev talk about a little bit more here a little bit, but take a he's no longer going to be available, but just who you think would be really nice to grab off the free agent tree and put on your own team. That'll give us something to talk about next week. They're already cool.
Tama Tonga from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I was just doing something different there. Yep. You heard the man. Choices of the voices. Tune in next week. Coming up next, B-Lev, get the grabbing and get the grinding because it's time for a round of pepper. Coming at you right here on the Sports Bros Podcast.
Okay, boys, let's bring it home with a round of pepper.
All right, you heard a woman. It's time for us to go home and get what I call the hell up out of here. But before we go, we can have a round of pepper. You know how we do it. Three topics, rapid fire style, kind of, sort of, not really, here to engage, enlighten, educate, and entertain. The four E's in no particular order, but they always wind up like that some ways, right? And I'll go first. I got a double doozy for you, fellas. On this day in history, back in 2022, the aforementioned Caitlin Clark scores 41 points in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament for Iowa against Nebraska. On this day in history last year, she has a triple-double. She scores 30 points, 17 assists, 10 rebounds in the Big Ten tournament final for Iowa against Ohio State. So 2022, she went for 41, and then 2023, she went for 30, 17, and 10. Caitlin Clark, over to you, Scotty D.
She's good.
Very.
So last week, I said that I thought that the Milwaukee Bucks would be the team that comes out of the East in the NBA, and since then, the Celtics have just been destroying teams, including the Golden State Warriors on Sunday. So I hereby would like to rescind my previous pick, and I think it's going to be the Nuggets and the Celtics. Be live.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and jump into it. I was gonna reserve this, but Scotty D's talking about the Celtics against the Warriors. Woo! 140-88. They got the brakes beat off of them. This was silly. Do you know that during that game, at one point in time, that they were tied 21-21? After it was said and done after the half, Boston was up 82-38. They were tied 61-7. There was a 61-17 run to finish off the first half. And Steph Curry could easily have had the worst game he's ever had in his entire career, with 4 points on, like, 2-12 shooting, 0-9 from 3-point line. And because the game was so out of reach, they said all the starters were put on the bench. They benched everybody going into the second half. Wow. Yeah. That was ugly. Don't do it no more, Golden State. Get it together. Or Boston is really that good. Eddie Cool, the boss.
The Doors, Golden State, blown. When I saw the group chat, I was like, this don't make no sense, all right? As you know, gentlemen, the NFL Combine went down this past week in good old Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Michigan Wolverines, they send a plethora of talent to the Combine as they break a record with 18 prospects on hand for this year's scouting Combine. All right, and Michigan edge rusher Braden McGregor says, it feels like Schembechler Hall around here. Everywhere I've looked, you see everybody. It's awesome. Everybody's saying, wow, you guys roll deep. So it's pretty cool. Now, the previous record was set by LSU, who sent 16 after they won the national championship. All right, so there were a total of 321 prospects invited to Indianapolis this year. Michigan had 5.6% of the attendees and only five other schools at least 10 players invited. Now, there's a long list here, but it's a who's who, from J.J. McCarthy to D. Lyman Chris Jenkins, Roman Wilson, Blake Corum, AJ Barner, this, that, these, and those, and everybody in between. 18 kids from one school. The talent pool is deep up there in Ann Arbor. Over to you, Scotty D.
Sure is. All right, so last week I talked about Johnny Football on Club Shay Shay and expressing that he was starting to mature just a little bit. Well, this past week he took it a step further, going on Twitter, X, if you will, to defend Reggie Bush by saying, I'm not going to any more Heisman ceremonies unless the NCAA gives Reggie Bush's, or actually if the Heisman Committee gives Reggie Bush's trophy back. And the NCAA is really the one that is the one who revoked that, as well as some scores. And I say to this, NCAA, if you can admit that you were wrong and pretty much do a complete 360 on everything you were against before, it's time to give Reggie his trophy back. I'm with you, Johnny Football. I hope other Heisman winners will stand by it and vacate that ceremony until Bush gets his ceremony back. That would be cool. Be live, over to you.
Acting like he committed a federal crime or something.
And I love the way that Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, said in that Twitter, that tweet, that it just goes against his morals.
Right, yes. And he is the man standing on the soapbox leading the charge. How about that?
Man. Didn't he also just say that I'm not going to do that to him, Lord. I was like, morals and values. Come on, bro.
You got
to
look at
it. We've come to the point where Johnny Football is the voice of reason.
Morality. Right.
You got to look at him like, short. Your ass? Hey, man, if you like it, I love it. Do what you got to do.
He actually said, I would have made, I did a lot more wrong than Reggie did. Pretty much is what he said.
He had a whole documentary about all the stuff he did wrong and didn't get caught.
Oh, right, he still got his trophy.
Yeah.
Well, morals and values. All right, speaking to, on the Choices of the Voices question next week, Sky Diaria pined on it because one coveted receiver from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that the Panthers were hoping maybe not really to bring along with them, with their head coach, with our new head coach, their offense coordinator. Yeah, he's staying put in Tampa Bay.
God, dog. Ugh.
And staying in Tampa Bay for real, for real. And they reached an agreement, 2 years, $52 million with $35 million guaranteed. That is big, big money. And Mike Evans deserves it. I'm glad he's not in Carolina because we ain't paying him that much. I would have liked to have him, but it's just, we just wrong. Dan Morgan, you got a lot of work to do, bro. And I'm just, Eddie Cool. The ball.
Good old Dan Morgan. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to spearhead the movement for Mike Evans' first ballot Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. All right.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, he is that dude. He sits at 11,680 yards, 762 receptions, and 94 touchdowns. So first ballot, no qualms about it. All right, final Pepper Point involves another former Michigan Wolverine by the name of Braylon Edwards, who used to play for the Jets and play for the Browns. All right. Reading this article here on Bleacher Report, former NFL wide receiver Braylon Edwards rescues 80-year-old man who was assaulted at a YMCA. Damn, you can't go to the YMCA in the world without worrying about getting you behind beat. All right, so according to the article written by Dorchich Sam, former NFL wide receiver Braylon Edwards rescued an 80-year-old man from being assaulted inside a locker room at a YMCA in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Per Sean Lay and Brandon Carr of WDIV4 in Detroit, the incident occurred this past Friday when Edwards was at the YMCA and found the man being assaulted by a 25-year-old punk. I ain't gonna call him a man because you're a punk if you're 25 beating up on an 80-year-old. Edwards said the same 25-year-old tried to fight him as well. When are y'all going to learn that y'all
can't fight
when are y'all can't fight these athletes? Braylon's still big as hell. He probably still in great shape. Y'all gonna... You must have been on the side. They're going to learn. All right. Edward said the 25-year-old fool tried to fight him as well as he tried to stop the fracas. I basically walked into the locker room after work and I hear some noise about four rows behind me just over arguing about music. Someone playing music too loud, Edward said. So I'm not paying attention. It's none of my business, right? The noise escalates and then you can start to hear some pushing and some shoving. I mean, you know what fighting sounds like. You start to hear some tussling, you start to hear some fists, but then I heard a thud. That's what got me up. That's what got me to turn around. At that point, Edwards stepped in to stop things from escalating further than he already did. I didn't know it was that serious. I mean, I knew he probably had a serious concussion or things of that nature, but it wasn't until I talked to Detective Jacobs down in Farmington, and then he told me that if I didn't step in, but at the end of the day, that's what you do. So apparently the 25-year-old punk fled on foot, and he's arrested. So once again, it's the second week in a row. Y'all gonna learn one way or the other. These former athletes that's in good shape and taking care of themselves, y'all gonna learn it.
Leave them alone.
Y'all gonna learn it. Fat meat greasy and boo boo stinks. Over to you, Scotty D.
Yep.
Turn that Cam, music down, you whippersnapper.
Cam, sorry though.
Yeah,
he said he was sorry. All right, so I'm gonna finish mine up with a little bit of a sad note. We heard over the weekend that ESPN football reporter Chris Mortensen passed away at age 72, and this guy has been around since 1991. And for me, I can't even remember the beginning of like Chris Mortensen. It just feels like he's just always been part of ESPN and football. That's how long it goes back. But he had been battling cancer. I think he's had multiple battles with cancer, and I hated watching him sort of deteriorate on TV in front of our eyes, but I'll always remember this guy as being part of that whole ESPN crew and just being an outstanding football source and a good reporter and a great TV personality. So shout out to Chris Mortensen. Be Live, over to you.
Man, we definitely lost a great one with Mortensen. He was definitely one of the top tier football analysts and commentators, and he will definitely be missed. And here I come in to ruin the mood once again, because my third and final pepper point, you know, I had to shift gears a little bit, but this is just as ridiculous. Yusuf Nurkic, of the Phoenix Suns, I mean, just quietly, yesterday broke the Phoenix Suns franchise record by grabbing 31 rebounds.
Wow.
And he was not happy about it, because he took to the post-game interview and said he ain't worried about that record. And what the problem is the referees, I didn't get one foul called on the other team. He says, I grabbed 13 offensive rebounds and put and on 16 shots, and I shot zero free throws. I've been doing all this banging and battling, and I get nothing. You tell me all this hustling and busting I'm doing, I get nothing. You know, that's a fine.
Yep.
I'm not here saying we lost the game. It is what it is. It's just not really common sense. At least one. Can a brother get a free throw? That's what Nurkic was supposed to. He was one free throw. 31 rebounds, and he didn't shoot one free throw.
Wow.
Oh, it can't sound right.
What bothers me is the fact that if one person has the opportunity of 31 rebounds, that's some bad shooting going on. It's time to do better, NBA. Yeah. One dude collected 30.
One. And in the words of Scotty D, hey, if the three-pointer ain't working, just do what, Scotty D?
Just keep putting it up. Just keep jacking
keep
it.
Keep jacking it up.
Just keep putting it up. You'll hit the Stratovision. All right, we all got our paper points in, fellas?
Yeah, I was going to say one thing on the lines of Scotty D, where we were talking about LeBron James getting 40,000. The way the NBA is suited right now with no defense, somebody might catch him.
Yeah.
Keep chunking it. Shoot it.
Shoot it. You missed it. Shoot it again. Put it up. I don't care.
Oh, man.
going 13 for 67 from beyond the arc. Boy, y'all gotta fix that bad shooting. I can't shoot. I know I can't shoot worth a damn. You might be lucky to get one out of me, but that don't work like that.
I gotta see it for myself. Yeah. That Golden State Boston game, Golden State was 7 of 41 for 3-point.
Seventeen percent.
While Boston, oh, this is even better. Boston went 25 for 49. They shot 49 threes, but made 51% of them. That's how you get blown out of a.
Yeah,
boy, that's how I get destroyed right there. Anyways, it's been another wonderful, fun, and action-packed episode of the Sports Bros Podcast. But my phone is telling me I have a therapy session in a little bit. Speaking of mental health, check out the Wellness Check Wednesday podcast on where podcasts are available. Also, if you're in Myrtle Beach, holla at your boy, Scotty D. He might want some company. He might not want some company. And if you're in Fayetteville, stop by the Share Studios and holla at your boy, Be Live. Just go to his face and go, oh, and just leave after that. That's all you got to do, all right?
And tell Uncle Max we said hello if you get a chance to see him.
Yeah, tell Uncle Max we said what's up. And then in closing, do something nice for yourself. And if you can, do something nice for someone else. They're greatly appreciated now more than ever. Be a blessing, not a burden. It's been another episode of the Sports Bros Podcast. Hell if I know, Be Live.
No, like Scotty D just fell back. Like, what was that?
He took his phone and flew across the room.
He just flew back.
He's sitting up like the Undertaker. Y'all be good. Take care. We get slap happy. This has been another episode of your favorite sports podcast, Sports Bros Podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, show love, play a hate. Don't give a damn. Just make it do what it do. Y'all take care. Oh, Be Live. Take us home.
Yes, sir.
I had to get that incoherent rambling out the way. All right. See y'all next week. Sports Bros Podcast. Hey, 5th year anniversary coming up soon. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Eddie Cool here from the Sports Bros Podcast. Thank you for listening, and as always, continue to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Just click the link in the description box and keep up with the Sports Bros Podcast. And once again, thanks for listening.